Talking with Scott DeWald from OCA. Scott, a couple things that wanted to chat with you about. I guess maybe top of mind for a lot of RAG groups continues to be the push regarding State Question 744. As far as I can tell, there are no ag groups out there that have any interest in seeing this passed.
I have yet to see any agricultural organization come forward in support of State Question 744. At this point, the coalition is past the Vote No coalition is past the 100 mark in terms of organizations that are opposed to State Question 744. I think once you get out into rural Oklahoma and people start looking at what that cost could do, what it could do to ag sales tax exemptions, what it could do to a host of things to the state's budget, it's pretty firmly a no vote.
At this point, you know, as we think about that particular issue, the effects could be devastating on a lot of things that are important to us in the agricultural community.
Well, they absolutely can be, and there are a set of statistics out there about how many prisoners we might have to turn loose and this and that, but I think a simpler way to look at this, that is, in my mind, if this does pass, you're going to see huge tuition increases at college universities. That's the only option they're going to have because they're going to have to, we live in a balanced budget state, and that means that at the end of the day, when the budget's done, it's got to balance. And so we're going to have to rob Peter to pay Paul. That means ag programs that are out there, extension programs that are out there, research programs that are out there, ag sales tax exemptions, all those kind of things are going to be on the table to try to balance the books. And I think that's very, very dangerous for Oklahoma ag.